Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled, Is He Still Good? God is all-powerful. There is nothing that God can't do. We pray, believe, and trust because we know that God will make a way. He will deliver us. He will heal us, provide for us, because that's the kind of God we serve. He is a good Father. But what if He doesn't? What if He doesn't deliver you, heal you, or provide for you? What if God doesn't make a way? Is He still good? In 2017, my grandmother got extremely sick all of a sudden. When I heard the news, I began to do what I knew best, and that's pray. I started to take authority over her sickness and loose health into her body, praying and truly believing by faith that she was going to be healed. It didn't matter what the doctor said. I was believing for a miracle because the God that I serve is a miracle worker. But when she died, it shook me to my core. I had to come to grips with the reality that even with all the faith I had, God didn't make a way. I started questioning. I said, God, if you said we have authority over sickness, why did this happen? The amount of people praying for my grandmother and for it to end in death, I didn't understand. And I honestly still don't understand. But in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my questions, I had to ask myself, is He still good? He didn't make a way. He didn't answer my prayer how I wanted Him to or thought He should. But does that change who He is? Does that change who He is to me? That's the key. That's the crux. Many people get offended with God when He doesn't show up when or how they think He should. And because of that, it changes their perspective of who He is to them. I was reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when facing King Nebuchadnezzar, about to be thrown into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow. They said in Daniel chapter 3, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. But even if He doesn't, we want you to know, Your Majesty, that we will not serve your gods and worship your idols. They were basically saying that God is more than able. He can deliver us. But even if He doesn't, that doesn't change who He is to us. We have to get to that place with God that our circumstances don't alter our perspective of who He is. Our situations don't change God. He is still faithful, still loving, still kind. He is still good. In these moments, you have to remind yourself of who God is. You have to remind yourself of your history with God. And I say you have to because your situation, your thoughts, the enemy will try to convince you that God is not good. Listen, our God is full of emotions, meaning He isn't afraid of your feelings. Instead of turning from God because you feel offended, turn to God when you feel offended. He will meet you right where you are. I know because He met me. That's why I can say, and even if He doesn't, He is still good. I will follow.